Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. I over b'shuk. If somebody was walking in the marketplace of Amar, and the seller, a fruit seller, said, "Tulachem tainim, you can take some tainim and eat right here on the spot." So ochlim p'turim. They believe him that the fruits have not been hook v'lemais. Just they've not had their final action done to them to make them immediately chayev and maestros, and they're allowed to eat from them temporarily. And therefore, since they believe them that it was not hukva lemaestros, it's not chayev and maestro yet, therefore they trust him that the seller obviously did not yet take off maestro from these fruits, and therefore when they go to their house, they can take off meiser, mesachnim vada, they can take off meiser without any suffik, without any doubt that meiser had already been taken off. And they can assume that they're definitely chayv and meiser, because the guy who gave it to them definitely wouldn't have taken off meiser if it wasn't chayv and meiser yet. Tznu v'chnisu l'vatechem, if the guy said, you can take them and bring them into your house, so lo yuchlim amarai, they can't eat even the temporary eating, because the guy was saying to them that they already became chayav maestros and I took off maestros, so you can take it into your house and eat. So they believe him that it had become chayav maestros already. However, they can't, since he's an amharet, he's an unlearned person, he's a boor, so therefore they can't believe him that he actually took off the maestros, so they can't even eat a temporary eating from it, and they have to take off maestros right away. But when they bring it into their house, they're not for sure chayiv and meiser. It's only a suffix, it's only a doubt if they're chayiv and meiser, because perhaps the unlearned man did take off trumos and maestros, and therefore they only take off meiser misuffik, with a doubt. And that the differences in those halachos are discussed in Maseches Demai. Mishnah Beis says, Hayoshim shar b'chanos, if they went into if they were sitting in a gateway or a store, va'amar, and the seller said, "Tulachem te'anim, you can take te'anim, ochnu p'turim, they can eat from those te'anim." That even though they went into the seller's house, they went into a shar, into his gateway, or into his chanas, into his store, and that is kovel maestros for the balab, for the seller. That is makes the fruits immediately chayav and meiser, and the seller can't eat even a little bit, but that's not considered a kovel meiser for the other people. So the other people who it's not their house, they're allowed to eat a temporary eating from those, a little bit from those fruits. But the owner of the house and the owner of the store are chayav, and they immediately have to take off meiser, and they're not allowed to even eat an achilas right, they're not allowed to eat a little bit at all. Rabbi Huda Poter, he says that even the Baal HaBayis, even the Baal HaChanos, even the owner of the house, who it should have been Kovel HaMeister for, is Pater. Why? So that because he won't eat in the store, or he won't eat in the gateway, because he's embarrassed, because everybody's looking at him, so therefore, even for him, it has not yet been Hukvel HaMeister, so it has not become Chayv HaMeister yet, until he turns his face, or he moves somewhere else where people can't see him, and then it becomes chayv and meiser right away for him, because it's in his house, in a place where he would normally eat it, and therefore it immediately becomes chayv and meiser.